The Joyride.
OFM, the sound of your life. And this afternoon, we are very privileged to have one of Central South Africa's future astrophysicists on the show. 18-year-old Thabo Madia, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing very fine. And how are you doing also?
Fantastic, man. Listen, you have been a scientist of note, even though you're just 18 years old. And you took part in the Taiwan Science Fair as part of the ESCOM Expo. Can you first of all tell us how difficult was it to take part in an expo virtually?
Well, the first thing is that you have to be organized always, because you have to be attending interviews many times. And also you have to write your report in a way that the judges will be able to understand it, even though you are not there for them to ask you questions. And the other thing is that you have to be sure that your presentation during the interviews is very well prepared, so that you can use your time very well, because they have given us short amount of time to do the presentations.
And what award exactly did you scoop up?
Well, it is the FED award, which comes with a bronze medal, $2,000 Taiwan and a certificate.
Wow, that's crazy. Would you have loved to have gone to Taiwan?
Indeed. I would have loved to be there to experience everything and know different cultures and different people, and try to ask questions about science, you know, from other people from different countries.
Tell me, who is your biggest idol when it comes to science and technology at the moment? Who do you look up to?
Well, I look to Sir Isaac Newton.
Ah, that's a good one. Go back in time, the guy that started it all, eh? Listen, Thabo, I want to find out from you, what exactly did you enter for this competition that got you this award? What was your project all about?
The name of my project is Sunprints in the Sky. What I was actually doing is that I was using a homemade observational apparatus to do observations of the movement of the sun and the stars for a period of 5 months. Instead of using an expensive equipment, I was using a homemade apparatus.
So what makes this different is that people that don't necessarily have a lot of money to buy expensive telescopes can now actually observe these things at home as well.
Yes, indeed. Normally when scientists want to do observations, they will opt for telescopes and other expensive equipment. So I didn't want to do things the way they do them. I wanted to do them differently by using a homemade observational apparatus to do the same kinds of researches they do.
So what is your dream? What do you want to become one day?
Well, I want to be an astrophysicist and also be one of the topest scientists in Africa.
Thabo Madia, thank you so much for chatting to us this afternoon. We wish you all the best, and we wish that we get to read about you in the journals one of these days, and you come up with some great discoveries.
Thank you, and also for inviting me. I really appreciate that.
Thank you very much. That's Thabo Madia, 18-year-old science extraordinaire. Watch out for this guy. He might be the next top astrophysicist from South Africa.
The Joyride op OFM met Nico, Minka, Aaron, and JB in die agtergrond.